Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, urging the United States Congress to adopt legislation providing greater equity in Medicare reimbursement between large urban health care providers and rural health care providers.
Is there a second? Discussion on that motion. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Concurrent Resolution 2 is really an important message that we need to send to our congressional delegation. Healthcare today is a very competitive situation as we try to find the highest quality workers for South Dakota. We're at a tremendous disadvantage with our Medicare reimbursement rates for our hospitals. The area wage index is the way they try to measure. The policy itself is not bad. We know it costs more to live in New York City than it does probably in McIntosh, but the distance is very, very large. Currently, South Dakota is only behind Iowa as far as our Medicare margin, where we're at a negative 2.9%. It's really important to try to get this policy closer together, so that we will, in fact, be able to guarantee that our rural health care institutions will remain open. We have some hospitals in the state of South Dakota that have as many as 85 or 90% of their patients are Medicare patients. So I urge your adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution 2. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks. Senator Whiting.
Well, Madam President, members of the body, having been and still am a member of the board of directors of a major hospital in South Dakota, I would really urge your support of this bill. It's a very, very critical factor here in South Dakota is the rating that we have for Medicare purposes, and we are seriously disadvantaged under the current system with a very high, particularly in many locations, an extremely high Medicare population with a very low rate. So I congratulate Senator Olson for bringing this bill, and I think it certainly deserves your support.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Olson's motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 be adopted. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake, Senator Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleveland,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin, Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Koskin, Senator Koskin. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
So the motion is received in the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The President declares the motion carried and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 was adopted.